March 17th, God's rescuing power. He is my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He is my shield. I take refuge in him. He makes the nations submit to me. Psalm 144, verse 2. The psalmist David knew the rescuing power of the Lord. It almost seems that David was always being chased down by a foe. But the Lord provided for him and protected him throughout his life. Through God's will and power, even nations submitted to David. In our own times of trouble, our first response may not always be to seek the Lord, but it's true that he still provides us with his rescuing power today. In January of 1992, I met an outstanding young man while on an extended visit to Moscow, Russia. We'll call him Martin. He was a strong, energetic believer in Christ with a robust yet childlike personality and faith. He told me of an event that occurred during the fall of communism in his country. Marxist loyals within the military had commandeered a large number of tanks and were bound for a government building, intent on expelling the young democratic patriots, fueled by hope for a better future for their country held up inside. When Martin saw the potential setback from the recent advances toward liberty, he boldly proceeded to the location where the column of tanks were prepared to attack. He ran to the lead tank, placed his hands on the vehicle, and prayed a brief but effective prayer to rebuke the advance of evil in the name of Jesus Christ. God answered his prayer, providing protection and rescue. The column of tanks ceased to advance at that very spot, with the lead tank remaining there to this day as a symbol of victory and the fall of communism. Lord, our enemy is intent on preventing the advancement of your kingdom, but you have no equal, and victory is yours. Deliver us from the plans of the evil one as we stand in the victory of your grace, declaring your glory. Protect us from the enemy as we do your will. Amen. But rescue us from the evil one. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.